So, my dear brothers and sisters, as we continue our journey through Christmas and the Christmas season, again, I always like to take this opportunity to remind all of you that even though the world has put Christmas away, we are still very much in the midst of the celebration of Christmas, and not that we not be as quick as the world is to put Christmas away and to forget about the birth of Christ, because it was, December 25th came and went, and so we move on with life. But my dear brothers and sisters, the birth of Christ should be life-changing for us, and it should be something that, especially as we begin and come to the end and begin this new year, which is always now a time of the world making resolutions that will be lucky if it makes it through the 15th of January. And my dear brothers and sisters, the resolution of the Christian should be to grow deeper in love of God. And that should be something that we work on continually. That should be our only drive. And we should ask ourselves at the end of every year, how did I do in this last year with my relationship with God? And 100% of us will recognize that we made some inroads, we've gotten better, there's still a lot of work to do, and so we thank God for the fact that God has helped us in this last year, and we pray that the Lord helps us in this coming year. And my dear brothers and sisters, my prayer for you is that each of us will grow deeper in the knowledge of the love of God, especially today as we celebrate this feast of the Holy Family, because it is in the family where we learn who God is. And this is why, my dear brothers and sisters, this feast is so important, because it's meant to give us an example of how we are called to live as families, to live in holiness, and to help our children grow in holiness. Now, this is not, and you who have families, you know, this is not an easy task. And because there are many things in the world that are constantly attacking the family, there are many things in the world that are constantly attacking holiness, it is hard to live in this world as a Christian family. Because as a Christian family in this world, you are rejected. You're called to get with the program. Leave those stupid things behind. And my dear brothers and sisters, this feast is meant to encourage us to live holiness every day, and to help us as parents in our main mission, which is to pass faith to your children. Now, that's a funny definition, because what does it mean to pass faith to the children? It's not merely to bring them to Mass, although that's a start, but it's only a start. It's that your whole family revolves around God. That is what it means to pass faith to your children. That is what it means to pass faith to your grandchildren. And you think, well, Father, my kids are grown up and it's too late. It's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late to do it with your grandchildren. But the most important thing is that we live the faith as a family. And that we don't just say to our children, God is important, but we don't live that way. Because you can say to your children until you're red in the face or blue in the face, God is important, but your children are watching you. Your children are watching you. And your children don't care what you say. They don't care what you say. They do care what you do. They are watching you. And I've said this, I've said this before. I know some people tested me on this and may have gotten a surprising answer. You want to know how you're living your faith? If you're living it well, ask your children. Tell them to be honest with you. Little meters of the truth they are. They will tell you. You may not like the answer, but they will tell you. Thank God for the innocence of children. Thank God, because there's no guile in them. No, there's no guile, and so they will tell you the truth. You want to know the truth? Ask your children, and hopefully that. And that's not is to say you're being bad parents, that's not, but it is to say that if you want to know what's most important to you, ask your kids. Because what is most important to you, it will be most important to your children. And so if your children come back and say to you, Mom and Dad, God is most important, you're on a good track. But they will tell you, so ask them. And take this opportunity, especially as we begin this year, we're going to have many opportunities in this parish to grow in faith, because you are not alone. It's hard as families. It's hard to live in a culture which is constantly attacking Christianity, which is constantly attacking the family, I know that. It's not an easy task to be a Christian family in this world. And you need as much help as you can get. But I also, again, we want to help you. But I can only tell you that the water is there, and I can jump up and down in front of the water and tell you, please drink the water, because it's life-giving and it will help you, but I can't actually force you, as many times as I may want to. I can't force you to drink it. But I will do as much jumping up and down as possible to get you to pay attention to the water. Not to me, to the water. So there will be opportunities in this coming year to drink from the water. This is a way of preparing you and saying, please, if Father is jumping up and down, it's not for his own good. It's not because Father enjoys jumping up and down and trying to get your attention. It's not because I'm trying to be the most, the newest innovative priest in the world and trying to get you to follow. No, it's not for any of that. It's because I'm trying to get you to see that the water is there and to partake in the water. So the rope is going to be thrown. I highly encourage you over this year, grab the rope, because you are not alone. We're going to have opportunities already starting in January. Myself and the deacons, we will be endeavoring to begin a series of homilies beginning next weekend on the importance of prayer, because how do we grow? How do we grow in holiness? We grow in holiness through prayer. We grow in holiness by growing our relationship with God. But first and foremost, we really have to understand, what is it when Father is jumping up and down about prayer? Why is Father jumping up and down about prayer? And a lot of times that's we need to understand what prayer is, how to pray, because we don't know. We're not, a lot of times we're more equipped than we realize. But so in these next few weeks, already beginning in January, we're going to be deepening our prayer life so that you as families can grow deeper in the love of God. And so today, my dear brothers and sisters, suffice it to say that as we begin this new year, I hope that the Lord gives each of us a desire to grow in love of God, and that our families may become places in which we, with our children, with our grandchildren, can grow in deeper love of God, so that we can carry that to the world, so that our families could be the domestic church and make the church present to this world. So as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord for this grace.